Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Lies About Money, Achieving Financial Security and True Wealth by Avoiding the Lies Others Tell Us and the Lies We Tell Ourselves by Rick Edelman. Read by the author.
Why are you calling me? These children are only 10 years old. You should be calling the high schools. The year was 1986, and I was beginning my career as a financial advisor. Because I wanted to teach people about personal finance, more about that later, my wife Jean and I began offering college planning seminars to elementary school PTA groups. Every time I telephoned a PTA president, I got the same reply. Why are you calling me? He or she would say. These children are only 10 years old. You should be calling the high schools. Back then, parents of young children never thought about college. The only issue pertaining to college was choosing one, a decision easily avoided until the child was a junior in high school. It never occurred to parents that college costs were skyrocketing and that they'd need many, many years to accumulate sufficient savings. It might be obvious to us now, but in the 1980s, college planning was a revolutionary idea. In fact, it wasn't just revolutionary, it was unheard of. So too were the other aspects of investing and personal finance. For example, in 1989, as my reputation as a financial educator grew, I was invited for the first time to appear on the radio. After a brief introduction, the host presented me with a thoughtful question. What's a mutual fund? He asked. How far we've come. Just two short decades ago, few people had ever heard of financial planning. Employers, not workers, picked the investments for 401k plans. Individual retirement accounts were still fairly new. Most people thought IRA meant Irish Republican Army. And nobody worried that Social Security might go broke. No one had ever heard of long-term care. College planning, retirement planning, estate planning, none of these concepts was a part of mainstream America. Today, of course, all of this is well known, and everyone, it seems, knows the importance of saving for the future. This year's newborns will spend more than $250,000 to obtain a college degree, while today's middle class must accumulate millions more if they want to retire in comfort and financial security.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?